This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We often have to leave for airport many hours before our flights. Can we join prayers when we are at the airport before departing? How about on our return? Can we join prayers until we reach home? Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam ala rasulillah. This is one of the issues that ulama rahimahullah debated over it in the past and in the modern days as well. And ulama rahimahullah said, when do you start taking the rules of travel? The moment you have the intention for traveling and you put your suitcase and you put your stuff together and you fix your car about to leave, would you be start like, you know, the rules of travel will be applying to you at this point? Or when some ulama said, no, actually it is when you leave your house. The moment you leave your house, you become the traveler. It doesn't matter if you leave the city or not. And many of the scholars in the past and in the modern days will take the position, which is when you leave the city, that's when you became a traveler. And I want to say that airport take the rule of being outside the city, even if it is in downtown. Because while you are in the airport, everybody knows, culturally it is known, that this is a traveler. So the airports have always a special rules and even rules and regulations for the airport, different than the cities. It doesn't matter where the airport actually located, but if you are in the airport, definitely you, inshallah, take the rules of travelers. So you are allowed to combine between prayers or shortening the prayers. But what if I want to combine between leaving my house? You know, because I know there's no place for me to pray and stuff like that. In this case, we say you're allowed to combine without shortening the prayer. So you combine between the prayers, but without shortening it. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahih Muslim, كما في حديث عباس رضي الله عنه, he combined between Dhuhr and Asr and Maghrib and Isha in Medina, not because he was traveling or not because of rain or fear or anything like that. And when Waqi asked Ibn Abbas, why did he do that? He said to make it easy for his ummah. So if you see there is a difficulty for you to pray, combine prayers while you're in the airport or on the way, you can pray before you leave as long as the time of the salah started. And when you come back, if you landed in the airport, you cannot anymore shortening the prayers. You became a resident again and you came back to your residency. But if you didn't land in the airport, you can combine the prayers, you can shortening the prayers, you still take the rules of the traveler. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us.
Hey, thank you for watching and subscribe so you can continue to get the rest of the videos. I don't know, whether somewhere over here, there, whatever, whatnot. It's beautiful, this series of videos, Faith IQ. And we need your support. And that's by watching it, by sharing it, and then by donating towards it so we can continue to make more videos that deal with more of your issues. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.